Good people, welcome to another episode of Unlearning Strong Women. I am your host, Tolu Agbelesi, and this is a new season. So I was trying to figure out how to start a new season, and I remember that the very last episode I did, I mentioned that I would write some kind of a spoken word piece that pulls learnings, I guess, from the 11 conversations of season one. So I've done just that. So I'm going to read a little something out. If you've listened to the episodes, you might know who I'm pulling what from. And I think this is also a good moment to say thank you to those who have continued to listen, even in the little break period that I had. It was needed. I really appreciate all the encouragement that comes my way. Here it goes. This is how my sisters pour light into my becoming, one conversation at a time. What does it mean to be strong? I say. One woman found herself at the window of her mother's stillness, wondering what beckoned at the bottom of the steamy mugs her mother held close to the chest before the house could stare. The corner she rested in as if to say, here, in the quiet pause, I stop to gather myself, to feel what I feel before the day assigns roles that claim me from myself. Years later, in her own quiet corner, this woman is her mother, finally understanding that power is a daily negotiation with self, and strength is carving out the time to hang with yourself. Another woman walked into herself in a circle of sisters who held together everything she was. They held her together until she was unafraid to look at all of herself, to own it and know that wholeness is the best gift you can give to yourself. One sister hollers, you will need to stop denying your brokenness to claim your wholeness. And a voice confesses, I am fragile in a world of expectations that won't allow it. But whether the world allows it or not, that's where I am. And there is strength in being able to acknowledge this. Another says, we are not stone. Isn't it time to unlearn the automatic dispensation of smiles to compensate for all the things they say you should be but aren't? Is it not time to stop accommodating the voice that says, this happened, so this is who you are? Does it matter if the voice knocks from outside or is indeed your own? Hear the rising chorus of sisters singing, you are enough. Let it become affirmation. In the face of people carving out spaces for who you should be, take hold of the realization that the most important space is the one you offer yourself. Give yourself permission to reject the responsibility of making yourself weak to save another. There is strength in vulnerability, but not like that. A sister found strength when she learned to ask for help, found freedom when she gave herself permission to lean into the arms of others and know what it is to be caught. Isn't this faith? The women I sister sit in softness. They are learning to center joy even when the world places unrealistic demands on them. These women are learning to build boundaries between themselves and the well-wishers who have not interrogated the intricacies of the expectations they wield. The women I sister are learning to stop. Stop bending for everyone except themselves. Learning to see others as a way to be seen. Was it not you who said, when I humanize others, I make sense of their flaws and it gives me space to accept the grace others give me? The women I sister are unlearning shame, unlearning imposed beauty, unlearning ugly and the expectations that are a trap. This is a season to grow. And you over there being yourself or a guide. You taught a woman to walk in all of who she is without ceasing, and she's still doing it. This unlearning is a daily task. The women I sister walk in purpose even when haggling with indecision. They challenge me to introspection. Say, we teach our girl children to say no, but do we teach them to say full-throated yeses? And the girl in me balks. The woman drops her head. Do I know what I want? Can I articulate what I want to say yes to? The women I sister say a strong woman knows her values, is not easily compromised. They walk into their power at the cusp of difficult decisions where they say yes to their own intuitions and thrive. The women I sister me, hold my hands and say you owe it to yourself to be great, to become the person you dreamt you could be and then forgot about. How dare I not walk into that expectation? The women I sister me, and in the safety they create, I step into new versions of myself. All of this is learning. All this is unlearning. And that too is strength. To season 2. We will be back on the 31st of March with the first episode per se. I can't wait for you to meet all the guests I have this season and get into new conversations. If you can't wait 31 days, then there are 11 amazing conversations for you to go back and listen to and get your teeth into. Feel free to follow me on all the socials. If you're a poet or curious, I've got writing workshops coming up on the 16th and the 20th of March. Come write with me.